following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, 8, nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome to Friday Doug and Daddy's Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. We got a jam-packed show for you. Right away, we're going to check in with Damon Day. His baseball team and the UNK Lopers advance in the winner's bracket after a 5-3 victory yesterday, and they move on to face Winona State tonight. And we are joined right now by Damon Day on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Great win yesterday for your club.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a great game to be a part of near the end, and we definitely found a way to win when it mattered.
Coach, going against a pitcher like that, it's kind of hang around, and wait for an opportunity to pounce, and that's exactly what you did.
You know, without a doubt, Roy Meter, he pitched a phenomenal game for us. He was in and out of trouble all day long and kind of had that bend but not break philosophy, and he pitched his way out of some good jams, and we played really good defense, and we were able to do some things. And then in the eighth, we kind of got a rally going and pushed a run across, and then we had a runner picked off on a very well executed pickoff play by Minnesota State. But then in the ninth, we were able to get some things going and have some big key hits and score four runs, and then Jake Cressy came in and shut it down. So I was very proud of our guys' ability to hang in there all game long and find a way to win in the ninth.
Coach, you get Winona State, the 5 seed, I believe, 35-16. Really a pretty good draw. They knock out Mesa in the loser's bracket.
Yeah, I think it's a good draw for us from the standpoint is we don't have to play Mesa for about the 7th time, and it seems like 5 days type of situation. And so, Winona State, they're a good team, and Kyle Polk does a phenomenal job with them. And I like our chances as good as anybody's against them. This time of year, it's going to kind of come in down to the team that does play good defense and does get some timely hitting and is able to avoid the big inning. And so Todd Secura will go for us tonight. He's the RMAC pitcher of the year, and so we like our chances.
Obviously, what was the decision made with not going with Todd in the first game and saving him for this game was what in your mind?
We went with Roy first because Roy can come back faster than Todd. And so when you get into a tournament setting, Roy has the ability to bounce back sooner than Todd. Roy uses his entire body to pitch per se, and Todd's more of an upper half guy type of thing. And so Todd's going to need a lot more time to rest and recoup. So we figured if we used Roy on the very first day, then that would give us some options as we got going later on in the tournament to bring Roy back sooner. And so that's kind of the whole thought process of why Roy went number one last weekend in the conference tournament and why Roy went this weekend. You know, we're blessed to have a pitching duo like those two that are going to give us a great effort. You know, we kind of the 1A, 1B type of thing. And so both of them have been phenomenal for us this year. And so Todd's going to go today and hopefully give us a great effort like I know he will.
Hey, Coach, best of luck tonight. I know a lot of people are following it. You can go to Lopers.com. They've got a link. You can hear the game tonight. It's 7 o'clock go time from up in Minnesota. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys, for giving me the time.
See you later. Coach Damon Day, the Lopers advance after a 5-3 victory yesterday. And we're going to go live to Omaha Burke, the site of State Track right now, and are joined by our own Doug Duda. Douglas, how are you today, and how's the weather?
Well, morning, big fella. How's it going? The weather so far so good. Again, it's kind of like what we had in districts last week. If it would stay this way, it's perfect for the athletes. It's not too hot. It's not too windy. It is humid because the rain is going to come. But you just check the radar right now. It's still west. There is no guarantee that it's going to make it all the way through. It rained pretty good. There was some nice lightning as we were driving into Omaha last night. Severe weather and all that kind of stuff. But they got a lot more rain, it looks like, in Lincoln than they did here in Omaha. But I think as far as the track meet goes and the weather, it really only affects the people that have to kind of find a place to park and walk through the slop to get here. But already been some nice marks here in classes A and C, and something that the Hastings gang wants to hear. The Hastings boys are leading the Class A state track meet after two events because they placed well in the shot put today. So Hastings boys, their name is at the top of the leaderboard for a few minutes.
A lot of Central Nebraska kids did well in that shot put, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, four of the top five in Class A were from the Tri-Cities. Zach Maloli of Kearney wins it. Brady Rutt of Hastings second. Tom Swanson of Grand Island third. Alex Keel of Hastings finished in fifth. Now, Maloli won it by about 2 feet, but it's still four of the top five come from the Tri-Cities. So good effort there, especially from Maloli, Rutt, and Swanson going 1-2-3 from Kearney, Hastings, and GI.
Cool. A and C go this morning. B and D go this afternoon. That doesn't start till 3:30. So if you're listening to track updates saying, where are our kids? Well, two of the classes don't even start until 3:30 this afternoon. Doug, what events are going on right now that people are interested in?
Well, the 400-meter dash is going on right now, qualifying. We've went through the prelims and the hurdles and the 100-meter dash, and Moan Davis, LaQuay, is one of the best athletes that this state has ever seen.
Second cousin, by the way.
and she's done well. Kaylin Brannigan has already had the fastest qualifying time in the 100 hurdles and the 100-meter dash out of Shelton. So I don't think have seen any shocking surprises so far, at least not resulting from the area kids.
Well, there's other high school sports going on, too. And somebody from our backyard right here, Jake Wolf, has been involved with the Kearney Legion programs ever since he played for Kearney Legion. He gets a state title with the Gretna Dragons yesterday in a 2-0 victory over Elkhorn. Had to be pretty exciting for a first-year coach with nine seniors.
Well, it's just, I guess you talk about the coaching tree. Maybe that's where it's starting right now. I mean, Jake grew up in a sports family and, of course, officiating and playing baseball in Kearney and learning from some of the best around, and has taken that knowledge and taken it back down here to the metro area, to Gretna, where there are obviously a lot of very talented kids. But, you know, there's always those three or four other teams that are just as talented, like Elkhorn, and they were able to get the job done.
Douglas, the Mavericks didn't come through for us last night, so I owe you a lunch, then you owe me one back.
How do I owe you one back?
Well, because we both picked the Mavericks.
And you know how I said I want to pick Oklahoma City, but I think Dallas will win a close one. And when they got it to four there in the last 40 seconds, I thought maybe they'll come home with the close one. That would have been awful cool. But, yeah, and now you got a night off with no basketball.
Night off with no basketball. You're exactly right. And I was really disappointed when he got to 39 consecutive free throws. Dirk just stunk when he couldn't make the 40th one.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that, Tony. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you've got track updates, and people can hear them on our sister station, Power 99, on ESPN, going on all day long. What, every half hour you do those?
Yeah, we're doing them about twice an hour throughout the day on our network of stations. Of course, they're also over on 1230 KHAS, and And, Tony, just want to also let you know state tennis is going on, and I'm trying to get some updates here for you. Not much so far in Class A. The Kearney girls doubles teams, both number one and number two doubles, were in the semifinals. Grand Island Central Catholic's Katie Brand, they have three of their four still alive in Class B, and she has been defeated in the semifinals. That means she'll be playing in the third-place match later today, and they were setting in a tie for second, just 2 points out coming into the day, so they need some wins from their teams. But right now their number one doubles team is still playing their match, and then number two doubles teams in Class B going on over at Lincoln, and Grand Island Central Catholic still playing Pius there. So those matches are not final. Kearney was setting in a tie for fifth in Class A coming into the day in state tennis. And, of course, golf's coming up next week. Rick Petrie's going to join us on Monday to talk about that. I think that's going to be unique, a unique advantage. Kearney Catholic, I think, half of their meets have either been at Metal Ark Hills or Indian Head this year, and that's where district and state was held for them. And some of the best golfers in C are going to be at Metal Ark right from our area next Monday.
Nice. Is the talk down there, Doug, getting back to the track meet? Do my Bertrand boys get a shot to take home another title?
It's going to depend on how they do in those distance races. Bertrand's got a chance. St. Cecilia's got a chance. Kearney, I think it's really down to the two-team race with them at Omaha Central when it comes down to the boys' side. I think Bertrand has a chance. There's no doubt about it. But we'll know when the distance races kind of finish up where Bertrand is setting in the Class D. I mean, Brock Towdy won the 1600 before, and he's coming in as a gold medalist in the 8th, the 16th, and the 3200 this year. Sterling is going to be there. Humphrey St. Francis, Bloomfield, Paxton, Sargent. There's a lot of teams that are going to be competing right there for the Class D boys title.
Douglas, you're probably the biggest tennis fan out there. Andy Roddick already withdraws from the French Open. Is that a big deal to you or not? He wouldn't win it anyway.
Hold on, Tony. It's lunchtime. Just a sec. Oh, okay. Okay. Now. Oh, and then let's see. We got diet. Oh, there's a Pepsi. Thank you, guys. Okay. What, Tony?
All right. Moving right along.
Don't miss lunch when they came through. Tennis. I'm not the biggest tennis fan around. Doc
no.
Jensen's the bigger. I mean, I just like. I don't mind watching it.
You
again,
like the majors?
I would rather watch the semifinals or the finals of a Grand Slam event than anything that has to do with NASCAR or anything like that, and two or three other sports. So, yeah, I don't mind it. And yeah, the thing that's concerning there, I guess, is you know we thought maybe he was done once. He made a change. He had that great match in the Wimbledon final a couple of years ago, and we just really haven't heard much from him since. And I think his life's in a good place. I know he wants to win. On the tennis court, but it just may be passing him by, and his career for all the American tennis pundits will be going, well, it was a failure. Well, was it really?
I don't know. His wife's hot as Bagonga, so well, he's got that going for him.
He's done a lot of good things. I think he's going to be financially set. He's been a good person. He's never been in trouble, and he's been good for American tennis, and I believe, last I checked, he's still the top American tennis player.
Fair enough, Douglas. Before we let you get out of here, Animal Kingdom or someone else?
You're shoving me right out the door, huh?
We're busy today.
I thought I wanted to hear from our analyst later on in the show so I could make my selection.
Hey, fair enough. We're going to have Dave Tooley. He writes for Daily Racing Form, and he's also got his own website, viewfromvegas.com. Check that out. We're going to hear from him at about 45 past the hour.
That'll be awesome. Then can we make our picks?
Yeah, that's fair enough. We will get back in touch with you.
I haven't had a lot of time to look over the form, to be quite honest with you. I'll try and do that.
I haven't either. That's why I point instead. It seems to be easier.
I want to leave you with this. Oh, Lauren Posota just got nipped at the wire in her 400-meter heat from Kearney, but that's going to be good enough to get her into the finals. So there's the very latest. Just crossed the finish line.
Fair enough, Douglas. We're going to talk a little bash softball. We're going to be back after this. We'll talk to you in a little bit. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need a pickoff or prairie dog or calling a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
And he hits a drive into deep left field. Back goes Soriano.
Makes a difference. A three-run bomb for Travis Snyder.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a base hit to left.
He's going to run out of room. This one's going to go. It's a home run for Buster.
Rockets it to right field deep. J.D. Drew back by the wall. Looking up. Jumps. It's out of here. Home run.
ESPN Sunday Night Baseball Game of the Week. Every week here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see some partial sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a spotty chance of a shower storm developing as well. Highs will reach around 73 with a southeast wind of 10 to 15. There's a slight chance of a shower storm as well tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
I'm back Friday, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That, I understand, is a little Arcade Fire. Early in the week, Kurt McKeever taking his son to Arcade Fire, I guess. All right, way to be you, Kurt. That's Arcade Fire. Thanks, Merritt. Appreciate you running some of that down.
No problem.
Appreciate everyone heading to the Midway Auto Dealerships. Folks, whether you're talking Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles, they've got a knowledgeable sales team and factory-trained service department to the no-pressure environment. Midway delivers quality and value to fit your needs. You're looking for your next vehicle? Think Midway. Check them out. They've got great specials, including you receive an oil change for $19.95 at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. 237-5904 and ask for the Doug and Daddy special. Dodge Rams up to $9,000 off. Go to thinkmidway.com. Check out the Midway Auto Dealerships today. thinkmidway.com. And we are live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, and we are pleased to be joined by 2009 Team USA Pitcher of the Year, Lawson White. Along in studio, I've got Trevor Brown and Brandon Ross, who joined us both in studio, that have set up this event. So, Lawson, first of all, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. It's great to have you, and I had no idea you were a pro softball player. I'll be honest.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Yeah, it all happened in a hurry, Tommy, actually. From 2008, when I got the ASA MVP, everything just happened right away, and was actually, you know, nominated for that. They picked the top 15 guys to make the Team USA every year. So and that's picked on by a panel of a committee that the ASA selects.
You actually kind of made your mark in Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken, by making a couple of defensive plays, which actually helped you get on the team as a pitcher. And you just went down there hoping to get picked up by someone, right?
Yeah, well, what actually happened was I actually got picked up by a team out of Eastern Iowa for just the ASAA to join them to try to go down there, you know, and compete. And then it just so happened that I did have a good weekend of where I was playing very well defensively, and
that's when I got asked. Obviously, it was the first time ever that the second-place team had the ASA MVP. It's never happened before. And Brian Wegman was actually hitting 900 that weekend, and they didn't give it to him and gave it to me, so I was very fortunate.
Lawson White joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lawson, obviously, every weekend you go somewhere to play softball. Reebok is a team you play for out of Florida. How many tournaments this summer will you compete in?
At least 3 out of 4 weekends a month. I think we counted up. It'll be 16, right around 16 tournaments.
And you obviously you pitch every game for these guys. What are there, 11 or 12 of you on a team?
There's actually about 14 or 15, Tony, because, like, in a lot of the tournaments, you do play a lot of back-to-back because you fly in Friday. You play one game Friday night, and then almost everything's got to be only the top four teams make it to Sunday. So a lot of Saturday, you play a lot of games, so you got to rotate a lot of outfielders and infielders. And sometimes I do have a backup pitcher, which is nice to have a break, you know.
Okay, now, I'll be honest with you. I've pitched a little slow pitch softball, all right? I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty good. Duda also pitches a little slow pitch softball, usually at the co-ed level, like League E. Why are you so much better all of a sudden, tough guy?
It's actually just about the speed of the pitch, Tony. It's, you got to learn locations, be able to put your pitch in a spot where you want it and throw a good, well, you throw a good knuckleball or you throw a ball that will actually slice or curve. You can do that actually in slow pitch softball. I didn't know if you were aware of that, T-Daddy.
No, I was not aware of that. That's probably why you pitch in a major deal, and I just pretty much stay in classy slow pitch. I just try and get the thing over the plate where somebody can hit the ball.
Right.
Now, have you got – who's the best softball – when Jeff Hall is coming to town, does it scare you when Jeff Hall or somebody like that is hitting?
No, it doesn't scare you. It's actually – for me, it's a competitive nature of – he's trying to hit the ball by me, and I'm going to snag it, and it's going quick. I'm not going to lie, Tony. There's some balls that those guys at that upper level hit that a pitcher doesn't see him go by him.
And you wear a helmet when you pitch and shin guards,
yes,
correct?
Yep, I wear a helmet and shin guards. And it still doesn't protect you enough because I just saw last weekend where a guy broke his hand from getting hit square in the bare hand, his pitching hand.
Okay, I'm just trying to how talented, you know, that's a pretty cool event that Trevor and Brandon and Dale have put together because for people of you guys don't come to Kearney very often. And when we think of these slow pitch tournaments around here, and we've got teams around and these guys play on them that I think of being a very high level. You guys step it up another notch, and it's called major. Is that what you guys play, major softball?
Yeah, it's called major, and it's called the conference. It's called the USSSA conference, and it is the major softball. And it is great that obviously that Brandon and Trevor want to break out this, you know, so that people can see what major softball is about. It is a whole different level. It's actually really nice. What major softball is a lot of college guys, a lot of guys that have played in the minor leagues, and it fulfills their competitiveness still, even though they didn't make it to the majors in baseball. You know, everybody's really competitive. That's why you play it.
Now, when you played for Team USA, it was a border battle with you and Canada. What other teams? Did you play anybody else?
Yeah, we played actually two local teams just to kind of, just get together and make sure we were just gelling just kind of for practice games.
And what was the score of the Team USA when you played?
30-23. We won 30-23 that year.
So that would put your ERA at what?
My ERA, I didn't pitch the whole game, Tony. Actually, Andy Purcell, who is the most well-known pitcher in softball, pitched the first 5 innings, and I came in and pitched the 6th and 7th to shut it out.
Well, Lawson White's joining us here for just another minute. Lawson's from Alliance, lives in Omaha now, and was a UNK graduate, and he's got a lot of friends in the area. And I know he used to hang out at actually the frat house next to my house with these bozos, but a lot of fun times. You coming back to see a lot of these guys and get a chance to get up close and personal with the kids. Jeff Hall said that's what he enjoys most about it. It sounds to me like the competitive side of you is what you enjoy most about this deal.
Right. Well, it is great. Like I said, Tony, it's like when we play those major tournaments, teams like D&E teams come to watch us play, and it is great to talk to them and, you know, all the family environment still around. So the kids, yes, like when I get around the kids, I like to give away, you know, batting gloves and stuff like that to the kids. So that way, I mean, they kind of enjoy it and enjoy coming to watch.
How many times have you been hit?
A lot. A lot. I couldn't even count for you, Tom.
The worst injury is what?
Worst injury was I took a ball that hit off the rubber and hit me square in the face at Nationals in Hastings about 5 years ago, and it swelled up my whole left side of my face. I couldn't hardly see out of my eye.
Oh. Hey, buddy, I hope we're going to get a crowd out for you guys. I think this is going to be a great show that you're going to put on. I want to welcome you to town tonight, and I will have a cool one ready.
Okay, sounds good. It'll be fun. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Lawson White thanks joins us. And Trevor and Brandon, you guys got this idea where to put this event together?
I called Brandon one afternoon. I said, hey, bud, why don't we make this next softball tournament that we're doing in May a little bit more fun? Why don't we try to bring in some of these big-name players? Lawson's been a good friend of mine for a long time, so we figured it would have no problem getting him back to Kearney. And Brandon spending most of his time on the internet like he does, looking at softball stuff, just decided to give Bass a call and got the ball rolling.
And Jeff Hall, is the affiliation with Bass. So that's an equipment line,
yeah.
Much like in Easton or what people are Louisville Slugger. That's the big softball name, Bass Bats. That's how Jeff Hall gets involved. Did you know Jeff Hall before you started doing research?
No, I actually contacted some people from Bass, and then they contacted him, and we've been talking to Jeff for the last few weeks trying to get everything organized, and now it's coming to fruition.
You know, it's really strange. Until you go to the internet, and folks, if you're sitting at your desk right now and your boss isn't around, go ahead and pull up YouTube and go to Jeff Hall softball or something like that. You will see 530 feet. You guys have stepped this off. There will be balls bouncing in the Kearney High School parking lot.
That's correct. In the Kearney High School parking lot, we had to have 35th Street shut down for this event.
So. 35th Street will be shut down just for the safety of cars going by and whatnot. How many people are going to compete in this Home Run Derby?
We've got 9 competitors in the Home Run Derby. A few local guys. OJ Mathewson, who used to represent Easton few years back. He's in the National Softball Hall of Fame. Lawson White, Jeff Hall. We've got some local guys and actually one player from the tournament at Harvey Park all day Saturday who wins the Home Run Derby down there will also get to come up and compete Saturday night at Memorial.
Lawson hits as well.
Yes, he does.
And is a very good hitter.
Yep, and he's lefty, so he's got 10 less feet to deal with out there in right field. So he's got one up on Jeff.
You know, that's something I did not realize. Being left-handed, I'm sure is an added advantage. People don't see that very often in slow pitch softball. I had no idea. He plays for Team Reebok. Jeff is with Bass and goes all over the world. These guys go to tournaments every weekend. You guys play in what level?
We play U-SSSA in Class C ball for ASA here in town. We travel all over the Midwest, and then once a year we get out somewhere. We were Minnesota for Nationals last year. We've been down to Florida for Worlds. So we travel, just don't have to play the level of competition that those guys do.
And if you're sizing this up, the level of competition from you guys to majors is what? Single A to Major League Baseball?
Yeah, so, you know, it's different. You know, Nebraska, the reason we're doing this tournament is try to grow awareness for softball in this area. Our ASA Class C level, which is the top level that we have here in the state, you know, we only had about 5 or 6 teams the last few years competing at that level. So, you know, it definitely gets stepped up a couple notches. I would say, you know, definitely single-A ball compared to Major League Baseball. That's a fair way to put it, absolutely.
Well, one of the cool things about what you guys have done, you've incorporated the city of Kearney. You've incorporated Kearney Legion Baseball. You've incorporated, you can run down a list of people that are...
It's been great, you know. Kearney softball has, any given year, about 100 teams that compete from the co-ed level to the church league level all the way up to that Class C level. And, you know, you break down at 10 to 12 people on a team, you know, you're talking anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 people competing in slow-pitch softball in Kearney. So it's by far one of the biggest adult sports leagues in the Tri-City area. So yeah, it's, you know, we wanted to get the community involved as much as what we could. Our real estate company, Lynn Hayden, she did a great job with American Real Estate and Associates. They're actually sponsoring the alumni team. And Reed Miller with Qdoba has always done great things. He sponsors softball teams every year. So Qdoba is sponsoring the Home Run Derby. And then Complete Nutrition, Jeff Florell does an awesome job. He actually sponsors our softball team here in town, but Complete Nutrition was the other major sponsor. And then Christy down at the Visitors Bureau did a great job. We've got donations from Best Western for hotel rooms. The Visitors Bureau made a donation to help pay for plane tickets. It's been a real big community effort. You know, Copycat's printing up all of our brochures and tickets, and then DeMilico is doing a really good job with our jerseys as well. So we've done as much as what we could to get the whole community involved, and everybody's really stepped up. So it's been fun.
Well, it's fun to have Jeff Hall on yesterday. I think you could tell by that interview that the guys are from North Carolina. What you think of a wild and crazy, just regular guy from North Carolina. I think Jeff Hall, probably you can check all the boxes beside that name. Should be a great night. Folks, if you want to come out and meet these guys, they're going to be at the garage tonight. 7:30 is go time there. The tournament starts 8 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow night, the Home Run Derby, and when's the 6:30 gets underway at Memorial Field?
Yep, the gates open at 5:30, and the alumni game starts at 6:30. So
awesome. Should be a great night, guys. It's the first and only event of its kind. And I know growing up around the Kearney area, when the King and his court, I believe there were four of those guys, came to Kearney, my parents brought us over to Memorial Field, and it was just a that was something that I still remember to this day, being really fun to be involved, you know, just to see those guys, how talented they were. This is another event. Until you look at these guys and see what they do, really, it's a circus act. I mean, if you want to slide swords down your, you know, people go, this is something you will not see anywhere else. Folks, should be a great night. Come out and support this event. I think it's $5, right?
$5. The proceeds are all going back to different community organizations, including the Park and Rec. And, and your ticket stub actually gets
Junior Boot Camp.
Yep.
UNK Softball, City of Kearney.
Yep, absolutely. And DeMilico Softball.
DeMilico Softball. Folks, it's a great event. Come out and sponsor it. It should be a great night, guys. I appreciate you both coming in and giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And enjoy the weekend and stay safe out there.
You bet. Just pray the rain goes away.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it should be a nice, nice weekend. Hey, all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King, two for $3 sandwich, breakfast served daily until 11. Folks, there are two locations right here in Kearney. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte to serve you. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole-in-One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole-in-One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole-in-One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some partial sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a spotty chance of a shower storm developing as well. Highs will reach around 73 with a southeast wind of 10 to 15. There's a slight chance of a shower storm as well tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Yeah, I'm in this terror. Got a head full of stacks. Better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I make it right. I'm in this terror.
Hey, welcome back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, we're going to Vegas right now. We've got a guy that does an article or column every week for the Daily Racing Form. He's also got his own website called viewfromvegas.com. He follows the odds. He follows everything from football to basketball to horse racing to boxing in Vegas. Dave Tooley joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, thanks so much for the time today and welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a great time of year, a lot of stuff going on.
Dave, what inspired the website View from Vegas, first of all?
Basically, I started writing for the Daily Racing Form in the year 2000. And, yeah, Daily Racing Form is, you know, distributed all the racetracks around North America, both America and Canada. And so it's, you know, almost all horse racing, but they had me in Las Vegas. You know, even though they have writers at every track around the country writing about those tracks, but my job was kind of to give the view from Vegas, to give the future book odds, and to tell what's going on there. So, as time progressed, and then I was laid off full time. I currently still write for them on a freelance basis, but I wanted to start my own website, and so that kind of seemed like a catchy name.
Fair enough. I guess you look at the Breeders' Cup, you look at the Kentucky Derby and how big those 2 days are for horse racing, 2 or 3 days, however you want to say the Breeders' Cup is now, and then you go to the Preakness. Does the Preakness take a back seat, or is it still one of the really big days in horse racing?
It's a big day, at least, you know, as long as the horse that wins the Derby is running in it, and which is almost always the case. But yeah, it's certainly not as big of a draw here in town as the Derby. I mean, the Derby, there's parties all over town. There's giveaways and contests and all that. Preakness, there's nothing big planned in the books. I mean, the books will have their regular showing, but they're not opening up extra ballrooms or throwing parties. Now, if Animal Kingdom wins the Preakness and there's a Triple Crown shot in the Belmont, then the Belmont becomes much bigger.
Yeah, fair. Dave, when you're looking at prop bets on the Derby, you pointed out a couple of them on your website, the time 202 and 202.8 seconds, I think it was one of them, and then the odds evens. Are there any proposition bets for the Preakness?
I haven't seen any props. I mean, there are just the, you know, head-to-head matchup between some of the contenders. But again, the Preakness does take a backseat to the Derby in all ways.
Who did you like during the Derby? Can I ask that?
No, not a problem. My top pick was actually a Comet to the Top. The number 6 horse went to the lead and ended up finishing last. But as I say, they don't charge any more money to bet on the last place finisher as the fifth place finisher. I took a chance on the speed horse. I thought could get out there and steal the race. Unfortunately, Shackelford came over from the outside and pressed the pace and actually took the lead there. But I think it would have set up really nice for my horse if that hadn't happened. But you know, that's a chance you take, and obviously in the 19 horse Kentucky Derby, anything can happen. So you want to look for a price horse that if you're right, you get paid. And in that case, I didn't win, but you know, again, I felt going in, I had a solid bet, and the race didn't work out that way. So we just come back and fire again.
Daily Racing Form. Dave Tooley joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave dialed in. Nick Zito will tell you that the pace was so slow, around in the Derby, that his horse, if there was any pace at all, he thought his horse had a great chance. Do you think this is a race that dialed in will come away with the Black Eyed Susans?
It's a very wide open race. It is wide open as we saw that the Derby was. I think the pace should be a little quicker. Have a little bit more of a pace for dialed in to run at, which usually tires out the horses on the front end. The thing is, there's a number of horses in this race that kind of have that same running style. I mean, I think it's going to be maybe all 14 horses will be within like 5 lengths of the lead at the top of the stretch, heading for home. And it's just whether who's the best that day.
Were you surprised that the 2-1 was put on the Animal Kingdom? I thought 4, maybe 5-1. I don't think the Kentucky Derby scared anyone away.
I was a little surprised. I thought it would be a little higher. The scratch of Nero that ran second in the Derby, with him not going in this race, I think made the Animal Kingdom a little bit more of a favorite. But it is kind of strange to see a horse go from 20-1 winning the Derby and then being this low. You know, usually when you see a long shot win the Derby, they are kind of dismissed a little bit. But a lot of people saw a lot of things in this Animal Kingdom, and so it wasn't as big of a shock as some of those other long shots in the past, which I wrote about in Saturday's Racing Form for those that pick up the print edition.
What do you make of the hard feelings now that are being written about Velasquez and Alborado? Of course, Alborado getting taken off of Animal Kingdom the day before the Derby.
Yeah, I mean, that was unfortunate. You know, for people that don't know, Alborado broke his nose earlier in the week, and then it turned out that John Velasquez was the jockey on Uncle Mo, who was scratched on Friday, so the owners of Animal Kingdom decided to make the switch there. And, Alborado kind of got left out in the cold there. Yeah, very, very unfortunate, but, you know, I can understand why the owners and trainers wanted to make sure they had the best, you know, jockey available. They didn't know that Alborado would go on to win a race on the Derby undercard, and was certainly capable of riding that day. But it makes for an interesting rivalry.
Dave Tooley from ViewFromVegas.com, along with the Daily Racing Form, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, break it down for us. Who do you like in this race Saturday?
I like Mucho Macho Man, the number 9 horse. Again, he's one of those that I mentioned are kind of be sitting off the pace like Animal Kingdom or dialed in, and hopefully setting up for a stretch run. Mucho Macho Man made a nice run in the Derby, got up to finish 3rd, and I think he'll get kind of a similar trip, and like we were talking, should have a little bit faster pace to run at. And I mean, this horse, always in the running. I mean, very, very consistent horse, so you know he's not going to I shouldn't say he's not going to finish last. but again, I think 6-1 on the morning line, I think is a fair price for just a very consistent horse that was my number 2 pick in the Derby, and came up just short.
Is there a horse that didn't run in the Derby that catches your eye as somebody that can make some noise in this race?
The number 6 Sway Away. Garrett Gomez is the jockey. This horse just missed making the Derby field. In fact, if the connections of Uncle Mo had done the right thing and not even entered Uncle Mo in the race, Sway Away would have made the Derby, and I think it would have been an interesting long shot there. So finished 4th in the Arkansas Derby. Had actually got up to get the lead before fading late. But I think it's an improving type of horse that you want this time of year. And at 15-1, the price could be right.
We got an email here from James that wants to know, get his thoughts on Dance City.
Dance City is another very interesting long shot. This is a horse I was actually eyeing going into the Arkansas Derby, and also did not come up with enough graded stakes earnings. But yeah, we saw how Nero finished 2nd in the Arkansas Derby and then in the Kentucky Derby. And Dance City finished 3rd ahead of Sway Away, in fact, in that race. And again, Dance City will probably be closer to the pace. Might be one of the ones that pushes Shackelford on the front end. So if you think speed will hold, which a lot of people do like at Pimlico, Dance City could be very live.
When you write for the Daily Racing Form as long as you have, you get a chance to travel around, see some racetracks. Where's your favorite racetrack?
Well, I cut my racing teeth at Arlington Park. So that's in my hometown of Chicago. So that's always my favorite. But my next favorite is Keeneland. You know, they say it's racing as it should be. I actually lived in Lexington, 93-94, back before they had a track announcer. So it was a very unique experience back then, but that's just a beautiful track as well.
Awesome. Dave, we appreciate the time you gave us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, where do you watch the races at in Vegas?
Just a lot of times it depends on where I'm running around to find a sports bet. But I mean, there has been times where I have parked out at a casino. Obviously, you know, the Wynn is a great casino. Las Vegas Hilton is one of my favorite hangouts. But I haven't decided where I'm going to watch this race yet. Just depends where I am around 3:15 Vegas time on Saturday.
Who's going to be playing in the NBA Finals?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, you know, growing up in Chicago, I'm pulling for the Bulls with my heart, but I did bet the Heat in Game 2. So I think the Heat just might have too much for them. So I don't know if I'm going to be betting too much game by game in the series. And in the West, I like the Thunder. I think they got a huge win last night, and I think they're going to take it.
Interesting thoughts, Dave Tooley. Dave, we want to do this again real soon. Hopefully we've got your number, so now we can stalk you. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. Anytime.
Dave Tooley, viewfromvegas.com. You can check out his own website and check out his writings in the Daily Racing Form. Interesting thoughts. I know Dave follows this very closely and certainly has his pre-con. Mary, do you have your pre-con?
I'm going after the kegerator.
You're Kegasus.
Kegasus, yeah. It's totally my league.
Nice, nice. Well, we're taking you up to lunch hour. Right here on Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. Want you to know the Chicken Coop is waiting for you. Catch all your favorite sports on TV. The Preakness is going to be on at the Chicken Coop. All the Major League Baseball games on at the Chicken Coop. The golf on at the Chicken Coop. They got the horse racing on at the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus the great food and drink specials every night. Here's the deal. Sign up for their text specials today. Text 28444 and enter PBA Coop. Once a week, they'll send you out a homestyle special. Keep in touch with the Chicken Coop and sign up today. Folks, they've got it all. Great food, great drink specials. What more do you need? Whether it's ribs, pizza, burgers, chicken tender hoagies, great lineup of appetizers. Check them out today. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Back after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forgo an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and a double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn and Suites and ask for the $99 roller derby package today.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
It's your home for all sports, all seasons, all the time.
All sports.
You think losing is funny?
All the time.
You didn't listen to a word I said.
Inside sports.
You better have a backup plan.
In an audio sort of way. This is the station with a nose for sports.
You've hit upon the one thing I've always wanted.
A really big nose.
Be our guy.
So go ahead, take your shot.
Ooh, that's good.
Your home for sports, all seasons, all the time. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some partial sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a spotty chance of a shower storm developing as well. Highs will reach around 73 with a southeast wind of 10 to 15. There's a slight chance of a shower storm as well tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Hey, we're back. Doug and Daddy's show wrapping things up on a Friday. Hey, Merrill, we're joined by a special guest right now. We tried to effort him early in the morning, couldn't get him. We finally tracked him down. How about having the head coach of the state champion Class B baseball team, the Gretna Dragons? Jake, how are you this morning? Jake Wolf joins us.
Very good. Thanks, Tony.
Hey, congratulations, Jake. Your first year as head coach, obviously expectations were high for your team, but did you ever envision this?
Well, thank you. I didn't. I knew being with an assistant the last couple of years, we had a good group of seniors.
Oh,
my bad.
We lost Jake here. We'll get Jake back. Hey, don't forget if you're heading to tailgate somewhere. Maybe you're getting ready for roller derby. Maybe you're getting ready for softball tomorrow night. Troutman's Quality Meats, USDA certified Angus beef. They've got it all age, a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. All the sausages are made prime cuts to give you the highest quality possible. Italian, brats, breakfast, Polish dogs, they've got it all. Plus, there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausages right out of the smokehouse. Plus, the seafood is available at Troutman's. They can custom cut any of your meat selections. You want your ribeyes cut thicker, carrying the gang. Be perfectly happy to do that. Meat and cheese trays, maybe you got graduations, maybe you got people coming up. Troutman's Quality Meat's a grill's best friend. Hey, Jake, sorry we hit a wrong button there. Go ahead.
Oh, I knew I was fortunate. We had 9 seniors on the team. Like I said, they're a good group. I didn't quite envision this at the beginning of the year. You kind of think about it in the back of your mind. You like to get to the state tournament and make some noise, but definitely can't say I expected this. Pleasant surprise.
Now, there was a weird play that happened. They actually, you're ahead 2-0. You've got the bases. They've got the bases loaded, one out. Tell us what happens.
Bases loaded, one out. The sharp ground ball hit up the middle. Our shortstop comes up the middle, kind of takes a bad hop, hits him in the chest, goes right to our second baseman who's covering the. He catches it, throws it to first, and throws it right into the dirt and up to the right of our first baseman. Luckily, our first baseman's about 6'4". He fully extends on his stomach, digs it, and also stays on the bag. So that was a huge momentum boost for us. And, it's one of those things where after that kind of happened, you thought maybe this was our day because, you have to get a few lucky bounces here and there for good things to happen. And when that happened, I think our kids kind of sensed that this might be our day as well. So that was a big play for us.
9 seniors on this team. What's the future look like?
Yeah, I think it's good. We got a good group of juniors who contributed this year. We got a very deep sophomore class. Not a lot of them, contributed this year being so having so many seniors on the team, but it looks pretty bright. We got good kids who enjoy the game and who work hard. Like I said, it's looking pretty good with our junior class and our sophomore class being very deep. So, like I said, hopefully this kind of get some more interest in Gretna baseball, and hopefully we can keep things going.
Jake, I'll be honest with you. You know, you can people coach a long, long time to win a state title. You do it in your first year. Congratulations to you and your kids. Great job, and thanks for joining us for just a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Jake Wolf, state champion, Gretna Dragons, and I know we don't have any Class B baseball in this area. Grand Island's the only high school team in this area, but congratulations when you get an area kid down there that does something. We have bad news to report. Randy the Macho Man Savage has been killed in a car wreck. He has passed away this morning around 9:25 a.m. Randy the Macho Man Savage was 58 years old. Is no longer with us. Doug Duda, live from the state track meet, joins us.
What?
Randy the Macho Man Savage is no longer.
You know, Kugler and Severe aren't going to be able to go through the show today. This is breaking news. Randy Macho Man Savage dies in a car accident this morning.
That
you
is.
You got to be kidding, brother.
We're Florida Highway Patrol. They've told TMZ, and if TMZ is reporting it, then it must
TMZ
be fact.
If TMZ is reporting it, then it has happened. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I didn't get to hear your Preakness talk, Daddy, but I do have my selections, but you have to go first.
You know what? My selections, I'm going to go. Yeah, how chalky can I get?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, I don't know. You can do whatever you want. I got my four numbers written down right here. I think I'm kind of chalk.
You know what? I'm going to stay. I like Shackelford. You like Shackelford as well.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. I will take Shackelford. I will take Dialed In, Animal Kingdom.
Oh, we got lunch then on this. Okay. Tony, here's why I don't like Shackelford. All we heard the last 2 weeks was that the pace wasn't fast enough. Well, if you're the lead, if you're setting the pace and it's not fast enough and you still got caught and it's a shorter race, I can't see that Shackelford's going to get the job done here for a variety of reasons. He's going to have to – I mean, I have to think they know he's got to go out faster, and that might tire him out even quicker. I'm going to go with Mucho Macho Man to win this one, the number 9 horse. I'm going to take Mucho Macho Man to win it, and then I'm going to throw in Dance City, the 8 horse, Animal Kingdom, and Mr. Commons. That's my superfecta. 9-8, 11-14, 8-9, 11-14, however you want to put it in there, 9-11, 8-14. But those are my four horses. But I will pick Mucho Macho Man to win the Preakness with those other three horses wheeled in my super and tries.
Okay, fair enough. I got to throw my fourth horse in. And I'm going to throw, you know what, Dave Tooley picked Mucho Macho Man. I'm going to go for a stretch here, and I'm going to pick King Kongi, Robbie Alvarado. He lost the mount on Animal Kingdom because of injuries in the Derby. I'm gonna pick King Kongo. I'm gonna just do that out of the goodness of my heart for Robbie Alvarado. Those are my four.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
What else
we got to talk about before we get out of here?
Well, I tell you what, we've covered the gamut today. We got our preak on. We talked some softball. We talked some baseball. Had Jake on from Gretna, the state champion. We had Damon Day on. We've done it all here. Anything exciting going on down there at track in the last hour?
Yeah, there was. Aisha Burke of Elm Creek breaks the Class C state pole vault record, formerly held by Jamie Volkmer of Kearney Catholic, 11 feet 6 and 1 quarter inches. So Aisha Burke breaks the state record in the Class C girls pole vault. That's the first state record broken here this morning. And we told you about how things went in the boys shot put, Zach Maloli, Brady Rutt, and Grand Island Thomas. Oh, excuse me, I got it buried here. But they go 1, 2, 3, and so congratulations to them as well.
Fast Willie has chimed in and said you're supposed to snap into a Slim Jim today in the Macho Man's honor.
I still got some Slim Jims in the back seat of my car, Tony. Go get them.
That's an excellent, excellent idea. Cubs Red Sox this weekend, Royals Cardinals this weekend. Royals big win last night. Good comeback.
Finally, good to know. And Royals on the breeze. And, of course, we've got Preakness coverage tomorrow with track coverage here on ESPN. We will have track updates during the Preakness tomorrow, which will be live here on ESPN Radio. We've got the basketball series. We will have Cubs Red Sox on Sunday night. So a lot going on. A lot going on.
Well, Doug, we'll continue to follow your reports all day, all night long, right here and tomorrow from the state track meet. And we'll let you go. We'll get out of here.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. That does it, Merritt. Let's roll to lunchtime here. Go get some Troutman's bacon for the weekend. Doesn't get any better than that. Just announced Randy the Macho Man Savage, dead at the age of 58. Largo Medical Center is where he was transported to in Florida. Alcohol not being a factor. Oh, sad deal. He just celebrated a one-year anniversary with his new wife, Lynn. 58 years old. Ooh, yeah. Macho Man no longer with us. Hey, folks, I want to thank Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, for joining us. I want to thank Jake Wolf for joining us. He's the head coach of the Gretna Dragons. They are Class B state baseball champions. I want to thank Trevor Brown. I want to thank also Brandon Ross, Lawson White, for joining us. Talk about the softball event, Bass Bash softball event going on all this weekend, but the Home Run Derby and the alumni game tomorrow night, Memorial Field. Folks, you got roller derby going on at the event center. You got a lot going on. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. We'll see you Monday right here at Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.